Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Immigration policy from the White House is slowly making its way through the Tennessee State House, with the end of session just a few weeks away. With time running out, Republican leadership has cut off debate on many of the bills proposed by U.S. Homeland Security Advisor Stephen Miller. This morning, the House approved a measure requiring all courts, including civil courts, to cooperate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The bill is intentionally vague, but advocates worry that it would mean mandatory reporting when someone who comes through a civil court might not have citizenship. At the same time, the Senate voted largely along party lines in favor of a measure to criminalize driving a commercial vehicle without legal status. The funerals for two Kenwood Middle School students killed in last week's bus crash have been scheduled. The Clarksville Leaf Chronicle reports visitation for 13-year-old Zoe Davis is scheduled for Saturday, April 4th, at Neil Tarpley Parchman Funeral Home from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., with the funeral right after. Then, early next week, services for 13-year-old Ariana Pearson will be held at Walnut Grove Missionary Baptist Church. Visitation will be Monday, April 6th, from noon to 7 p.m. The funeral is set for 10 a.m. the next day. Investigators are still working to determine the cause of the fatal crash. The school bus was on its way to Jackson for an electric go-kart competition. The push to shift oversight of the Boring Company's Nashville Tunnel to the state is moving through the legislature, but with one big change. Instead of a new agency with 20 employees, Senate Majority Leader Jack Johnson is downgrading his proposal to a staff of three. The Tennessee Lookout reports the shift is responsible to concerns over cost. The bill would establish a subterranean transportation infrastructure coordination authority and give it, not local government, the sole responsibility for issuing permits and setting regulations. The only current underground transportation project in the state that would qualify for that oversight is the Nashville Tunnel. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.